Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Robin Dunn. The city of Davenport, like many cities, homeowners, and businesses across the nation, has recognized the values associated with using native plant material in its landscapes. Native plants play a significant role in helping to reduce our impact on the environment by reducing water runoff, stabilizing soils, and by reducing emissions and labor costs required to maintain more traditional plant material such as grass. With the installation of native plants comes the need for conducting controlled or prescribed burns. These burns are designed to help promote the health of established native plant material by controlling the spread of invasive, non-native vegetation. In fact, native plants require fire to thrive. As native plant communities evolved, they were subjected to regular fires from lightning that occurred during dry periods. Later, Native Americans deliberately set fires in prairies to help them to hunt, to increase their visibility, to see those approaching their camps, and to encourage growth of herbs and medicinal plants. Prescribed or controlled burns allow us to reestablish the ecological conditions under which native plants evolved in the ecosystem. Because of their genetic programming, native plants respond to burning with vigorous reproduction and growth. Of course, it must be done safely and in the right manner. Only individuals trained in conducting controlled burns should perform this type of maintenance. Many cities require you receive a burn permit from your local fire department. Burns should also only be conducted when weather conditions permit a burn to be conducted safely. In general, timing of burns occurs between the middle of March to the middle of May and the middle of October to the middle of November. Some concern is often expressed in and around an area to be burned. Knowing that communities only conduct burns with trained individuals and only when wind conditions are predicted to be low or when wind conditions will conduct smoke away from occupied buildings should ease those concerns. Unfortunately, closeness of some buildings to burn areas may mean that smoke entering buildings is unavoidable. Persons with smoke allergies or asthma keep their windows closed during and several hours after a burn. If you're interested in finding out how to burn native plants or when a native landscape might be burned in your area, call or visit the website of your local public works or fire department. In the city of Davenport, residents may call 563-326-7923, visit the website, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. On behalf of Davenport Public Works, River Action, and all of our watershed partners, thank you for learning more about native plants, their value, and the prescribed burns necessary to keep those native plants healthy.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.